You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Anaheim Angels are getting ready to head back home after a very long spring training. I'm sure everybody's very excited about that, including Maria Gardotto, who we're going to catch up with right now to catch up with all of the news going on with the Angels. I'm Allison Sutter. Maria, first of all, I guess there's been just a lot of flurry with rosters with every team, and Yasmero Petit has just been informed that he has made the team, according to the club. So what can you tell us about that, and where does he fit in?
Yeah, so Petit obviously came into camp as on a minor league deal, so he was a non-roster invitee, but I think that the Angels were pretty impressed with his performance this spring. He initially started off as a starting candidate, but now he's kind of shifted more to kind of long relief, you know, multi-inning reliever, and that will be the you know, how he'll be used during the season. And, you know, I think that he's going to be a good addition to the team. You know, he's kind of a veteran right-handed arm. You know, he won a couple of World Series with the Giants, so he also has that experience to build off of. And, yeah, I mean, I think the Angels were really impressed with what they saw. So he will definitely be on the opening day roster.
Yeah, they need to stockpile arms, obviously. I mean, you never can have too much pitching. But with the Angels, I mean, they're not naive about where they are and that they there are question marks abound everywhere. So they have not named an opening day starter. This is the time, like during the last 2 weeks of spring training, where the reporters can kind of count out the days on the calendar according to what the rotation seems to be like at spring training, mm-hmm. and sort of figure out who's going to pitch opening day. Do you have like any kind of idea of what's going on with that?
Sure. So I think at this point there are kind of two candidates that might be starting on Monday when they face the A's in Oakland. As of right now, Matt Shoemaker is lined up to start, but I think that Ricky Nolasco could also be a guy who starts against the A's. He's actually making a minor league start today, and you know, one of the reasons why he isn't starting in the Cactus League game is because the Angels are facing the A's. So, you know, why would you let your division rival get another look at him if you don't need to, right? So essentially it's going to be either Nolasco or Shoemaker. You know, so I think that announcement will probably come, probably hopefully by the end of this week. But, you know, we'll find out soon enough.
The announcement will definitely come by opening day. So I guess that's really all.
Yes, let's
all
hope.
I need to know. Yeah. So they cut two relievers recently. I don't know if that was a surprise or not, but a couple of guys that seemed to sort of be in the mix, and they were cut. So what can you tell us about Guerra and Valdez?
Sure. So De Luis Guerra and Jose Valdez were both cut this week. They both had their stints in the Angels bullpen last year, but I think that the Angels really made an effort to kind of bolster their depth over the winter by bringing in a lot of guys who ended up being kind of in the mix for that bullpen, so they kind of ended up getting pushed out. You know, I think that the Angels have, you know, people who pitch better available now, you know, like guys like Bud Norris, Kirby Yates, Mike Morin, Blake Parker. And, you know, with that depth, they were kind of able to, you know, let those guys go on down to minor league camp. But, you know, they'll definitely be in play if someone gets injured, and they can provide depth down the line if that's needed.
And there's been a lot of talk about that the Angels are going to have a much improved defense. They've always scored pretty high with some mm-hmm. of the defensive metrics that maybe not a lot of people pay attention to, but certainly front offices do. Who makes them a better defensive team? You know, for all of the issues that they might have around their pitching, that seems to be an area that might be a strength.
Yeah, I mean, definitely. You know, last year, according to Fangraphs, is kind of comprehensive defensive team metric, the Angels actually finished fourth in the league behind only, I think, the Cubs, the Giants, and the Royals, I believe. And I think that a lot of that started with Andrelton Simmons, who, you know, is kind of widely regarded as the best defensive shortstop in the league. And then obviously they had Mike Trout in center field, Cole Calhoun in right. Those guys are all kind of premium defensive players. And it really looked like, you know, Billy Epler made an effort to build on that strength by bringing in Danny Espinosa to play second. It played shortstop for the Nationals last year, but also has a lot of experience at second, has a really great arm. So I think him and Simmons will be a great double play combination up the middle for the Angels. And then they also brought in Cameron Maven to play left. Maven actually doesn't have a lot of experience playing left field, but he manned center field for the Tigers last year. So it seems like that will be kind of a, you know, pretty smooth transition for him since he's very athletic. And they also brought in Martin Maldonado behind the plate, and Maldonado is kind of renowned for his cannon of an arm behind the plate. So, and he also is known as a great pitch framer. So I think that those are all skills that the Angels are going to value. So, you know, it's kind of interesting because I feel like one of the benefits of having a really strong defense is that, you know, you're obviously going to cut down on the errors, which is going to cut down on the amount of extra pitches that your pitchers are going to throw in a game. And that's going to be really important for the Angels, considering that a lot of their pitchers are going to be facing workload restrictions. Specifically, Garrett Richards is coming back from kind of a damaged UCL, and Tyler Skaggs is going to be coming into his first full season off Tommy John. So, I think that it's really going to help the Angels' rotation as well and kind of keep them in games longer.
Okay. All right, we're going to end this with you recently caught up with Mike Scioscia for a quick Q&A previewing the season. So let's listen to that interview.
All right, so you guys were obviously hurt by a cascade of injuries to your rotation last year, but how much of a boost is it going to be to have Garrett Richards back healthy and kind of anchoring the rotation?
You know, getting Garrett back is important to our rotation. I think in the bigger picture, you can look at it as just one guy, but it's more than that. He's got the potential to be a lead dog. Hopefully he's going to be in the form that we saw a couple of years ago, where he was in the running for a Cy Young award, but before his injury. So we're excited to have him back. It's important to us, and he's throwing the ball very well this spring.
Philly obviously made a lot of moves over the offseason to kind of bolster your pitching depth, you know, bringing in guys like Petit, Norris, Yates, Parker. How satisfied are you with your pitching depth now, especially on the relief end?
Well, it'll show up, and there's great competitive spring right now where guys are fighting for not only spots on the roster, but roles. And that will continue, we hope, through the season, because that makes you stronger. I think we're much deeper on our pitching depth than we were last year. And it's a good spot for our team to be in.
And you guys obviously fielded a very strong defensive team last year, but how much will the addition of guys like Maven, Espinoza, Maldonado help you build on that strength?
Yeah, it's going to enhance it. I think our ability to turn ground balls and make more routine outs or more plays routine with the range we have is going to show up, and I expect that to be a big part of our whole the way we support our pitching is to make those plays.
Can you kind of put into words what Mike Trout means to this team?
Yeah, Mike helps in so many different ways. I think first of all, he's a leader in the clubhouse. He's a leader on the field. He never takes a pitch off. He can change a game at any point. Not many guys in baseball can do that. He can change it with his glove. He can change it with charging a ball and stopping first and third on the defensive side. And obviously, on the base paths, you see the way he applies his speed. And the obvious thing is in the batter's box. He's a game changer there.
What are your expectations for Albert this year?
I think the first and foremost, we want to get Albert ready for the season. He's catching up as spring goes on, as bats are getting better and better. Our expectations that if he's primarily as a DH, that he's going to put up the numbers similar to what he has the last year and last couple of years. This guy knows how to drive in runs, and we're going to set the table for him, and hopefully he'll be a big part of our lineup, hitting right in the middle of it.
And last one, what do you think this team can contend in 2017?
I think there are some areas that are very, very important to us that we've improved on. One is absolutely starting pitching. I think we're going to be deeper. I think that our bullpen is going to have the potential to evolve as the season starts and continues into a deep bullpen. I think our everyday lineup and our bench is much deeper than it has been at any point probably in the last 3 or 4 years. So we're excited about that. And we intend to go one day at a time and not miss any steps. And hopefully at the end, we'll be a contending team and reach our goal.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.